Okay, we're just about out of time here, so we're going to hear some closing comments from our candidates here in just a moment. Well, we do want to ask one more question, and it's pretty much yes or no. So we'll go down the table here and just ask: Do you support the Second Amendment rights for concealed carry in county office buildings? Yes or no, Bob?
Well, I would say that if concealed weapons are allowed at county commissioner meetings, I would prefer to have a bulletproof screen up in front of the commissioners.
I agree, Bob.
Chief Engel, do you support concealed carry in county office buildings?
Yes or no?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Harold?
Yes.
And Eddie?
Yes.
Okay. That's going to conclude this particular session with our county commissioner candidates this evening. Again, let's point out to you that the two gentlemen sitting at the end of the table, Mr. Boswell and Mr. Bowling, are running for an unexpired term, which will expire 2 years from now. And the three gentlemen sitting next to me are running for a full 4-year term, 2 seats on the Board of Commissioners for a 4-year term. Now, we're going to hear from our candidates now. They have a closing comment or two about their campaign and about themselves, and then we'll conclude tonight's session. We'll start down at the end of the table and work our way up with Eddie.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Times News, and thanks, WD, for giving us this opportunity to talk to the public tonight and talk to all the audience here. I look forward to coming back on the board to serve all the people of Alamance County, not just Republican, not just Democrats. I've always had an open ear for people that had questions. We may not agree, and that's okay too. That's what government's about. It's working through, finding the best solutions for everybody in the county. I was born here in Alamance County. I went to school at Western, graduated from Elon, and I've invested a lot of my time, energy in this community. I've spent a lot of time working on various nonprofit boards. I am presently on the Alamance for Partnership for Children, very, very passionate about education for the young child, because I think if we get them prepared young, we can see better results when they get into school. I just look forward to serving you. So when you go to vote, Eddie Boswell, I think, Madison, I think y'all need to look at your issue. One of the spots that says you can vote for two candidates, Harold and I. So that's not true. So it's only one. So Harold and I are running against each other, and that's for the 2-year term. Thank you.
Okay. Harold.
Well, I forgot your question.
Just some closing thoughts that you might want to share with our audience about yourself and about your campaign.
Well, my name is Harold Bowling. I've lived here in the county all my life. I've enjoyed this county. It's the best place in the state to live, if you ask me. But I think that, I enjoy the county, and I hope everybody else. And if I'm elected, I'll guarantee you that I'll treat anybody that comes, or any issue that comes before me, fair and reasonable.
Okay, thank you, Harold. Bill?
It has been a pleasure for me to serve as your county commissioner for the last 18 years. I have worked and voted to keep your taxes low, and will continue to do that in the future. I have worked to reduce government spending and government regulations to create a business-friendly environment for Alamance County. I led the effort for the expansion of the technical college, Alamance Community College, to train people who is going to keep our industry and our business operating like it should be. It has been a pleasure to serve you as your commissioner, and I ask for your vote in the future.
Thank you, Bill. Chief Engel?
Thank you, John. One thing I'd like to comment on in the questioning, human life is sacred, and it should be protected, and this goes for illegal immigrants also. And I want to just make that point clear. Back years ago, there was a superintendent of the Burlington Schools by the name of Dr. Joe Sinclair. And he wrote a book that was called the marathon called the Educational Leadership. And it had 25 real-life commandments that were in that he placed in that book. And one of them was this: that common sense is the foundation and one of the key ingredients for success. Think outside the box when forced to make tough decisions. Well, I have used that all my life, folks, but not only for tough decisions, but if I could think outside the box to make any situation better, I have done so. In my career as a chief of police, as a county commissioner, and also as a state representative. Folks, this seat that I'm sitting in, if I'm elected, doesn't belong to me. It belongs to you. And as long as I understand that and do my best job for you, then I will stay there and serve you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bob?
Thank you, John, and thanks to WPCM and the Times News as well. Again, my name is Bob Bird, and I want to be your county commissioner. This is a wonderful community. I've spent most of my career, all of my career here, just about, and I just want to see it get better and better, and I will work to that end. I think that I bring a lot of leadership experience, and that with that diverse leadership experience of the past, that will serve me well and will serve you well as your county commissioner. Public education is at the top of my platform. It is important that our county government does its job in supporting public education because our children and our grandchildren really deserve the best education to compete for the best jobs in the future. We must attract, retain the best teachers. There needs to be increased accountability and a closer working relationship between the school board and the county commissioners. Supporting public education is a key strategy for economic development. Although we have different roles between the Board of Commissioners and the Board of Education, we really need to be working on the same team to get the job done for our kids and our community. I believe that the commissioners need to look at the big picture when governing, and that means developing a vision, a community vision, which is a destination for growth and prosperity. Because if we don't know where we're going, it's a pretty safe bet we're not going to get there. After we have that vision, we need to create a plan or a roadmap about how we're going to achieve that vision. That's how good organizations get better and better, and that's what I want to see for our community. We must think in terms of investing wisely in our future, especially in the areas of public education and economic development. Our task is to balance the budget and keep the tax burden reasonable while providing needed resources to meet current and future needs. We need to control our tax rates by expanding a tax base. It's been said that we're only as good as our people. A motivated and engaged staff of county employees is the most efficient and effective way to carry out the important work of our county government, because it's the staff that really carry out that work. We must make sure that we're employing the best employment practices to recruit and retain the best staff. If elected, I will bring leadership, integrity, forward thinking, sound money management, and good governance to the Board of Commissioners. Again, I am Bob Bird, and I ask for your vote. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Bob. Folks, please join me in expressing your appreciation to these fine gentlemen up here on the stage tonight. Now, these gentlemen are going to be out in the lobby in just a moment. They've got some campaign material out there. If you'd like to talk with them one-on-one about issues, questions you have, they'll be out there for a few moments in just a moment. Now, tomorrow night, we want you to come back, because Byron Tucker will be our moderator tomorrow night, and we'll have some lively discussions, I promise you, with our two candidates for district attorney and 8 of the 9 candidates for county school board. And it all starts tomorrow night, 6 o'clock. We'll see you back here. Thanks for coming.
All right. Thank you, John Brockwell. And that concludes tonight's forum. But before we go, let's get Madison Taylor back up for just a minute for some closing comments here. And Madison, anything out of the ordinary or extraordinary that you heard from these candidates tonight for county commissioner?
I think I just tweeted that there were no really big gaffes. Nobody made any huge mistakes. Nobody made any big moves either, though, in a different direction. I don't think there are any huge surprises, although I think some might wonder about Bill's contention that he's willing to listen. But
that did come across there. It certainly did. And there was quite a bit of, as John Brockwell led off with the questioning and comments about incentives, most of the candidates did, in fact, agree that, like it or not, it has become a necessary evil.
I think that's pretty much where everybody stands on that now, except for Tim Sutton.
Yeah, exactly. Also, interesting, when the question was asked about raising taxes, two emphatic no's, but most everyone else said, well, you know, we don't know. That's a question that we won't be able to answer at this point. We're sitting here in 2014 in October. We don't know what might happen in October of 2015 or even further down the road.
Well, you know, Engel raised a very good point in terms of, like, we don't know what's going to happen next in terms of the Ebola virus. You know, and you don't want to create panic. You don't want to create fear. And Bill's correct. The state will take most of that funding. But you have to look at the fact that we're going to have to deal with our own infrastructure issues involving that particular thing if something happens here. So that becomes a lot of money.
And what did you think about the comments and questioning regarding the amount of money that's been spent on Sheriff Terry Johnson's defense?
Well, you know, I think probably Bob Burt's probably just a little bit there of sort of endorsing paying the sheriff's legal fees. It's sort of a surprising position in some areas of the Democratic Party, the people that I talk to. But that said, I thought Bob made an intelligent remark in terms of he doesn't know all the answers. He doesn't have all the information. He doesn't know enough to say whether they should have done it or should have not done it. So without any other recourse, then you should pay it.
And, you know, Madison, the last thing that kind of popped out at me, you knew that question was coming, and I also knew it was coming, too. He previously, since he said he registered many years ago, was Democrat, and then at age 58, he changed his affiliation to Republican. And the question was, when did you do that, and if you are elected, would you change back? And yeah. He had to know that was coming.
And he knew it was coming, and he pretty much hit that one out of the ballpark. Somebody teed it up for him really well, and then he slugged, and he connected. He had a really pretty good statement on that.
All right. Well, Madison, again, thank you so much. Now, recapping tonight's forum, Anna Johnson will have write-up in tomorrow's Times News for the previous race that we had here with Ian Baltudis, right, and Steve Ross for the State House. And then Chris Lavender will recap what we've heard here tonight for the county commissioner's race, and all that's in tomorrow's Times News.
That's correct.
Now, the other thing, now, tomorrow I'll have the pleasure to moderate the race for district attorney, which I do believe, I think John Brockwell was correct, that might get a little lively. And
it did 4 years ago.
It did, and I'm really thinking with some of the questions that were almost kind of prefaced for tomorrow concerning the relationship with the county commissioners to the school board and then other issues. Why is it taking so long to find a superintendent? In tomorrow's second section with the school board candidates, we might be able to turn the lights out here and watch the fireworks.
Well, you know, the education has hovered over every single race except for the district attorney's race.
Yes.
So I think that's going to be a race that a lot of people are focused on.
All right, and we'll be back here again tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock at the Paramount Theater. Come on and get here early because we'll start at 6 or 6:05 thereabouts and get rolling. And Madison, again, thank you to the Times News for you. And we'll be sure to read about tonight's forum tomorrow in the Times News.
Thanks to you and John.
Absolutely. Madison Taylor of the Times News. Well, that concludes tonight's forum. It's a night one of two forums. Tomorrow we'll be back at 6 o'clock with the race for district attorney and the race for school board. I'm Byron Tucker. Thank you for listening. And our producer tonight has been Carson Johnson. We'll see you back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock from the Paramount Theater in Burlington.